Christmas is the celebration of the nativity or the birth of our Lord Jesus. It's also when we reflect on the incarnation, that God took on human nature. It should be noted, however, that the incarnation took place 9 months before Christmas. The incarnation occurred in a womb. God became human in the womb, and he remained there until his birth. As Christians, we rejoice at the news of pregnancy. We love our children. We thank God for them. We believe that they are a blessing. The Bible has a lot to say about the fruit of the womb and the reward of children. But it also has a lot to say about barrenness, which is the inability of a woman to conceive. There is a reoccurring theme of God taking barren wombs and giving them life. And that's what I want us to meditate on this morning. After Eve was deceived by the serpent in Genesis 3, God came and said that one day the seed of the woman, meaning her child, would crush the head of the serpent. That was the very first prophecy of the coming Messiah. It instilled great hope in God's people. Having children was immensely important for this very reason. God's people were expecting a son to be born who would defeat the serpent. As time went on, God's people populated, but there was a notable problem. The wives of the patriarchs were barren. God told Abraham that all the world would be blessed through his line. His line would bring forth the seed of the woman. But his wife Sarah had no seed. That was a problem. That was a sign of emptiness and death. This is why they were tempted to use another woman, Hagar, to bring about the seed. But that was wrong, because the seed had to come from Sarah. What did God do? He opened Sarah's womb. Out of death, he brought life. The dead womb became a living womb. God blessed Abraham and Sarah with a miracle child named Isaac. This is why Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac on the altar, because he was a miracle son. They had every reason to believe that he was the Messiah and that he would rise from the dead victorious. But Isaac wasn't the one. He wasn't the seed to crush the serpent. Next we have Rebecca, Isaac's wife. She was also barren. That was a problem. Isaac was to continue the Abrahamic line. How could he do that without children? He pleaded with Yahweh to give Rebecca a child, and God did it. He didn't just give them one child, he gave them two, Jacob and Esau, twins. Esau would turn out to be a bad guy. Jacob was the godly son, but he wasn't the Messiah either. Then we have Rachel, Jacob's wife. She was barren too. Are you starting to see a theme here? I hope so. How will the seed come when all the wives are barren? The seed would have to be a miracle child. Not from human power, but from divine power. God opened Rachel's womb and gave her Joseph. But Joseph wasn't the one either. Barren women continue to show up in the Bible. Samson's mother was barren until God opened her womb. Samuel's mother, Hannah, was barren until God opened her womb. The Shunammite woman, a Gentile, was barren, but Elijah told her that she would bear a son, and she did. The Old Testament is full of barren women giving birth to miracle sons. When we come to the New Testament, the theme continues. Elizabeth was a barren woman who conceived John the Baptizer. Then there was a relative of Elizabeth's named Mary. Now, you might be thinking, well, Mary wasn't barren. And that's true, as far as we know. Her situation was a little different because she was a virgin. But as a virgin, conception was impossible. As a virgin, her womb could not give life. In these ways, Mary was similar to the barren women who came before her. The miracle of the Christmas story, which is the virgin conception, is not an arbitrary miracle. It fits in the theme that goes all the way back to Genesis. Mary was the fulfillment of the barren women, and Mary had the greater miracle. The other women weren't virgins. Their husbands were involved in the conceptions, but not for Mary. Her husband Joseph played no part in the conception. It was the Holy Spirit alone who formed the child in her womb. The greater miracle meant that there was a greater son. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, "You will bear a son, and he will be given the throne of David, and there will be no end to his kingdom." Yes, this is the one. This is the seed who will finally crush the serpent's head. Not only was he the fulfillment of all the other sons, but he was God in the flesh. Sinless man. He would be better than all the others in every way. It's Jesus who was sacrificed for our sins. It's Jesus who died and rose again, defeating death and the devil. This is why we celebrate Christmas, because those things could not have happened without the incarnation. Those things could not have happened without the virgin conception. The incarnation and nativity marked the beginning of Jesus' earthly life, and we know that it was for us men and for our salvation that he came down from heaven. This is good news for the world today. This is good news for you and for your family, because it means that we can be redeemed of our sins and have a right relationship with God. He wants to have that with you. So much so that he took on your nature and your infirmities and death itself to make it happen. Do not neglect what your Lord has secured for you. The forgiveness of sins is yours through the atoning work of Christ. Rejoice in what he has done for you and continue to put your trust in him. I know that 2023 has not been an easy year for many of us. I know you've gone through trials, you've suffered great loss and heartbreak, you've mourned your loved ones. Maybe life has left you feeling barren and empty and cursed. You know, Jesus felt the same way on the cross. And he was sinless man. He was God, and yet he experienced those feelings. But take heart and remember that God takes dead wombs and gives them life. In the womb of Mary, the Holy Spirit gave life to Jesus' humanity. And then he gave life again in the tomb to raise Jesus to immortality. And the same Holy Spirit lives in you to give you life and to bless you with fruit. Rejoice in this good news. Rejoice that your King was born and that he rules over every facet of your life. He is the divine Son and the miracle Son. He came in the flesh and he will return in the flesh. So celebrate his first coming year after year after year, and celebrate his second coming on the final day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Amen.